John S. Doyle is here with, again, with it says in the papers.
Reaction to the scoping inquiry report into sexual abuse at schools run by religious orders dominates the front pages again. Alleged sex abusers were moved between special schools where they had access to vulnerable and disabled children, says the Irish Independent. Ellen Coyne writes that the distressing report published this week found that of the almost 2,400 allegations of historical abuse in religious-run day and boarding schools across Ireland, there was a particularly high number of allegations in special schools. In the Irish Examiner, Paul Hosford reports that victim support groups have said that many more victims of sexual abuse in schools are likely to come forward, as Gardaí probe accusations that organised paedophile rings were preying on school children. The Irish Times lead story is datelined Kyiv. Pat Leahy and Jack Power report from there that the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, said yesterday that a redress scheme for victims of sexual abuse in schools cannot wait until a full inquiry is completed. The Taoiseach's visit to Ukraine and his meeting with the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, gets much coverage. As Killian Sherlock reports in the Irish Sun, the president told the Taoiseach that Ireland's participation in the reconstruction of Ukraine would be a substantial support for our people and our countries and our European way of life. He also said he was grateful that more than 100,000 Ukrainians had been warmly welcomed in the Republic since the start of the war, the Times reports. In the Independent, Gabia Gataveskaita reports on the house of a couple in Kyiv which was destroyed in a Russian bombardment. They now live in a modular house right next door, which was one of 50 in the region built using Irish funds. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, reports that a number of media organisations, including the Mail, were not given notice of the Taoiseach's trip and were excluded from being able to cover the event. In the Mail's lead story, labelled exclusive, it is reported that the first increase to the child benefit payment in over a decade will be delivered in next month's budget. There is much attention given to the report published yesterday on the disastrous fire at Grenfell Tower in London in 2017, in which 72 people were killed. The Times highlights the finding that the Irish multinational company Kingspan made false claims about the insulation used on the facade of the building. The Cavan-based company knowingly created a false market and claimed the product passed tests allowing it to be used on high-rise buildings, the report said. On Tuesday, the Mail reported on a curious junior cycle textbook which carries illustrations of two types of Irish family. One of mixed race, which likes foreign travel, the other whose members stay at home, all have red hair and wear Aran jumpers. Now the Irish Daily Star reports that this section of the textbook is to be replaced on the syllabus after protests about how it was depicting Irish people. The Irish News leads with a report that the only son of a care home worker who died while running away from a group of youths who previously attacked her home, was due to move to Newry to be with her next week. Conor Coyle reports that Anu Okusanya, originally from Nigeria, died after complications resulting from an asthma attack, brought on as she ran from a group she had reported seeing attacking another person. The Sun reports that a devastated woman is pleading for the return of her dog, who was snatched from her partner during a violent assault in the centre of Dublin and bundled into a taxi. The dog, a Siberian husky named Skye, was taken at the corner of Marlborough Street and Cahal Brua Street at around noon on Tuesday. Skye's owner, Cathy Ward, begged the thieves to return the dog. "She's my best friend," she said.
And that's John S. Doyle.